Okay, so continuing on, just quickly on Kuf Chaf. So again, so the Gemara says the Machlokas of Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas and Rabbi Yossi regarding Gram Kibui, right? Causing Kibui. And Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas says causing the Kibui is Mutter. Alright, I mean, parenthetically, there's a little bit of an issue of a question. Is it Mutter Stam, or is it only Mutter B'makom Tzarech, like B'makom Hefsid? That's the Achronim discuss. But I saw one of the Rishonim said it's only because of Hefsid. But anyway, so the Gemara says that what? The Gemara quotes the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav seemingly equates dipping the talus in water with setting up the kalim of water to release the water when the fire gets there. Now, the Mishnah's case of Gram Kibui is what? Is where you set up a system that when the fire reaches the kalim, it cracks, the kalim crack, and the water is released and puts out the fire, right? And then the Gemara quotes, and then Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says that likewise, if you have a talus that's burning, you can dip one end into the water, right? And the Gemara seems to say that's the same thing as Gram Kibui. So if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, that would be Mutter, and if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that would be Aser, right? Okay, good.
Is the Hyde case the same?
The Hyde case seems like everybody agrees is Mutter. This doesn't seem to be Machlokas in the Hyde case. The Gemara is only saying, they're arguing about the Kalim, because all Rabbi Yossi says is you can't use Kalim that are Chadoshim filled with water. But Kalim,
the
Hyde doesn't burn. It's just like making a Machitza. It's just like making a Machitza. Okay. But let's take a look at the Rif. What the opposite? Memhe. So the Rif says, quotes the Mishnah on Memhe, and he says, "Vale silchos like Rabbi Yossi, de kosovar gram kibui aser." Okay. Yeah. Now, what's the next piece in the Rif? Go ahead. Who wants? So you have to say Tanya. It's not Omar of Yehuda. That's a mistake. It's clearly a mistake. Okay, Tanya. Talis she'ochaz boha or poshet poshto miskasebo vimkov sakovso v'chein sefer Torah she'ochaz boha or poshto v'koribo vimkov akova. So that's dafka, not Rav Yehuda. Right? That's exactly the problem. The Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, said if the talis is ochaz boha, you can put mayim on the other side. And the Brisa was a kasha on Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. The Brisa said all you can do is try to open it up so the fire doesn't spread any further. Okay? So the Rif is taking the Brisa. He's excluding Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Okay? Got it? So that's the problem. The problem is, like the Ran says, is Yesh Litzmua al HaRava Fasizal the big Gemara Hachi Garsinan Am Rabbi Yehuda Talis Shochaz Boho or Nosin Alav Mayim Mitzad Acher Vim Kovso Kovso. So Rav Yehuda said, you're allowed to dip it in water. You're allowed to put water on the other end. And if it goes out, it goes out. Strange lashon, right? If it goes out, it goes out. Okay, sounds like you're not so sure it's going to go out. But the Gemara says, the Gemara asks the question from the Brisa that says you can't, that all you can do is put is open it and prevent the fire from spreading. Klomar, Dimashma didavka kai gavnehu d'shari. Ovonosin ale amayim lo. That's exactly the kasha. That if you go with the brisa is excluding the heter of nisinas mayim. Umefarkina dehu deomar ki ben nanas. So the Gemara says no kasha. He Rabbi Yehuda is learning like ben nanas that the gram kibui is mutter. V'kevan dekayim alon ki Rabbi Shimon ben nanas. And since we hold like that. Mashma de naktina and taima namik Rav Yehuda. So it's mashma that we should also hold like Rav Yehuda ourselves. V'hayelo l'rav al-fasizal lehei via b'hilchosov. So the Rif should have included the din of putting the talus into the mayim, because that is gram kibui. We hold that gram kibui is mutter, and therefore that should be mutter. Right? In other words, it's gram kibui because it's not direct. When the fire gets there, it will go out. You're not putting anything on the fire. No different than when setting up the water release system. Okay? That's the Gemara's position. So Rabbi Shimon, sort of the Rif, should paskin that since Gram Kiwa is mutter, he should paskin that it's mutter to spread, I'm sorry, to put Mayim on the other side of the talus. Good? Okay, good. Good, so I want to take over. Ve'efsha. So he says like this, Ve'efsha sharav alfasi midameh lo lahi detanya beperakira. Okay. All right, so let's take a look at that case. We'll come back to the Ron in a second. Let's take a look at the case. The case is like this. Mishnah says, Nosnin kli tachas aner lekabel nitzotzos. Okay, so what does that mean? That you have a ner burning, and what do you want to do? You don't want the sparks to burn your table. Correct? So what do you put under the nair? A tray. Like people have a tray. Under the candles. So that in case when it sputters and sparks and things come flying out, it'll catch the kli will catch the nitzotzos. Right?
Yeah.
V'lo yitein letocho mayim mipnei shehu mechaber. But the Mishnah says you can't put water into the tray because that would be kiboy. Okay? Alright, we can skip the first issue of Muktzah. So now the Gemara says like this. Lema tatnan stama karibiosi. In other words, what are you doing over here? You have fire in the nair. As embers are going to come off of the nair and fall down, and the Mishnah is saying if you put water under the nair to extinguish the embers when they fall, that's kiboy. Right? Got a visual of that? So that sounds like Rabbi Yossi. Rashi, b'kol kisvei hakodesh, d'katani, osa mechitza b'kol hakelim, bein meleim, bein reikonim, kadesh lo tavor hadleka. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, or the Rabbanon here they call him. Rabbi Yossi oser, b'kli cheres chadashim leim mayim, she'ein yichom l'kava lo'or, v'ein mizbakim l'chav nesadleka. So that sounds exactly like the same thing. That Rabbi Yossi over there says you can't put water where the fire is going to come and be extinguished by it. So it's the same thing over here. You can't put water under the nair because the fire will come and be extinguished by it.
Why isn't this the case of, let's say, when you put the hide?
Oh, because it's gonna go out. It's gonna sizzle when it hits that water.
As opposed to what I'm saying, when it hits the tray,
it's gonna actually go out. The embers are still on fire. They're still coals. They would burn for a few more minutes. They hit the water and they go out. They're extinguished.
Whereas if it hit the tray, it's still going to keep going?
That's right. Hit the tray, it'll keep going. All you're doing is not allowing it to burn your table.
It's not talking about just like little sparks that are coming off?
It's talking about sparks that would burn when they hit the window. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when the Mishnah says Mechaber means, I mean, how is it Rabbi Yossi?
Oh, because he holds Gram Kiboy is Usher. It doesn't say that you're Chayav Achatz over here. It says don't do it because it's considered like Kiboy. I mean, it's loose. You mean because it doesn't say Gram Kiboy?
I mean, it means Gram Kiboy.
It says, it doesn't, right, because it's Mashma. I guess you can learn it. It's an Issa Drabbanan because of Kiboy.
Right.
Also says,
right.
Don't do it. Don't put in Mayim Mibneishu Mechaber.
Right.
Mayim Mibneishu Mechaber.
Right.
Not like your
people. Right.
Right.
So let's say the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, the Omar, Gorem Kiboy Aser. Vitispera. Does that make sense? This is a funny kind of an argument over here. Right. Amor Dom Rabbi Yossi B'Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Miyoma. So when did Rabbi Yossi say Gram Kiboy is Usur? That's only on Shabbos. Did he ever say it's Usur on Erev Shabbos? Did anybody say any Malacha is Usur on Erev Shabbos? All right, yeah, there are certain things, but in other words, what? In other words, an Isser and Erev Shabbos is unusual. You can't associate that with. In other words, once you're going to go to Erev Shabbos, you're not in the realm of Kibbutz anyway. So maybe even you machmir on a gram Kibbutz in Erev Shabbos. Does that make sense?
Doesn't it mean the gram Kibbutz is going to happen on Shabbos, but you fill that up with the water on Erev Shabbos?
Right.
Like you're not five when it goes out on Erev Shabbos, no?
You're not going to be chayiv. Right. But you're not allowed to do the mice on Erev Shabbos.
Right.
You're not allowed to do a mice that's going to result in a gram Kibbutz on Erev Shabbos.
It is gram Kibbutz now. You're gram Kibbutz now.
But that doesn't matter until Shabbos.
Right. But what's the Gemara's argument? Let's see Rashi. But Erev Shabbos going zesh. She knows that Miami Vod Yom, but Kli Tachas Aner. And the Gemara proves that it's Erev Shabbos from the Braisa. Right? But the point is that what? It seems like the Gemara is not so sure that it's really Gram Kibbutz. Right? The Gemara sounds like it's not sure it's Gram Kibbutz.
To do Erev Shabbos?
No, anytime.
Like it's even less. Like is there
No.
Why isn't it sure about that?
Because if it's sure it's Gram Kibbutz, then it has to be Rabbi Yossi. Yeah. No? I was trying to figure out, is this really a Gram Kibbutz issue or is it another issue? So one point of evidence is, so initially they thought it was Gram Kibbutz, so it had to be Rabbi Yossi. But they say, but look, once we see it's Erev Shabbos, maybe it's not Gram Kibbutz, maybe it's a different problem. Maybe it's Erev Shabbos because it's a real Melacha D'Oraisa, and that's why Erev Shabbos is Aser.
I understand that.
In other words, normally an Isser on Erev Shabbos has to be a Gzeira. Right? We don't hold that it's usher to do. There's no isser to do. The only sheet that it holds is an isser to set things up in Erev Shabbos is Beis Shammai. There's a different halacha of Shvisos Kalim. That your Kalim have to rest on Shabbos. How do you cook things? It's a different thing. But there is an inyan of Shvisos Kalim. But we don't hold that way. We hold anything you do Erev Shabbos is not malacha. There's no isser dafka in Erev. There's no isser Shabbos in Erev Shabbos. Right. So why don't we? But we have all these halachas about bishul, right? You're not allowed. That's the whole parakira is about and hatmana is about things that you're not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos. So why can't you put food on the fire on Erev Shabbos without a blech? Because we're worried you're going to do bishul on Shabbos, right? You stoke the coals, whatever it is. So therefore, there's a gzeira because of the malacha d'oraisa. Right? There's a gzeira because of the malacha d'oraisa. So now we see this din is also an Erev Shabbos. Right? So where do you see that Rabbi Yossi... So we're looking for Tanayim that could possibly be attributed to this Isser. So on the face, the Gemara seems to think it looks like Gram Kibbutz. It takes Rabbi Yossi. But on the other hand, it's possible that it's not Gram Kibbutz and there's something else, and it's regular Kibbutz and it would be a different Tana. But what's the evidence that way that it's not Rabbi Yossi? Because we never see Rabbi Yossi say anything about Erev Shabbos being Aser, and that would be a stretch to say we're worried about a Gram Kibbutz in Erev Shabbos. Right, so and we know this is definitely talking about Erev Shabbos. You got another example is the Gemara says you can't start a campfire on a fire in the fireplace on Erev Shabbos unless it has time to be fully caught, because that's the nature. Anybody who likes to make fires knows that it's very hard not to try to adjust it as it's catching. You know, you forget, you fall into that kind of a thing. So there are definitely gzeiros in Erev Shabbos, but usually it's for a malacha on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Raivatanya. So that's what Rashi says. The Gemara says that Rashi explains even an Erev Shabbos is also v'iligram kibui midamis law. See, the Gemara is not sure what it really is. says, and if you're going to choose, if you're going to say it's similar to Gram Kibbuy, if you're going to compare it to Gram Kibbuy, afilu ki Rebbe Yossi lo misukma, then you're not going to be able to, then it won't even be like Rebbe Yossi. You'll have to find out some other Tana who holds like Gram Kibbuy. Dever Shabbos lo am Rebbe Yossi. We never see Rebbe Yossi saying anything on Erev Shabbos being usher having to do with Gram Kibbuy. So it's going to be an orphan Mishnah. Ella Omar Ravashi, what? Afilu tema Rabbanan. So here more calls the Rabbanan. Shani Hocha Mipnesha Mikarev Ki Buyav. Okay, read that. Someone read that, Rashi? Very interesting, Rashi. Ella Omar Ravashi. Right, so in other words, we can say the Mishnah is even according to the Rabbanan. And it's not like the Gram Kibbuy over there. It's not like Velodomi le Gram Kibbuy. It's not like Gram Kibbuy. Because they held Gram Kibbuy as Mutter. Now, where's our case of Gram Kibbuy? That's the case on Kuf Chaf. Okay, so where is it? So now Rashi can explain why over there it is Gram Kibbuy and here it's not Gram Kibbuy. De Hassam, go ahead.
Kin Mati Deleka le Kalem Deleka hu de Pukalaho, Grama Baalmaho.
Over there. When what? When the fire reaches the kalim, it's the fire that cracks the kalim, and releases the water. That's a grama ba'alma.
Aval zeh shenasan amayim mamish tachas aner mechaba mamishu gzir mivod yom atum mishachashecha.
But over here, when he puts the water under the fire, he's putting the mayim mamish under the fire. That's what he's doing. He's putting the mayim mamish, right? And that's mechabe mamish. That's mamish extinguishing. And now we say it's a gzeira because you might do that on Shabbos. The person doesn't seem to think it looks like kibbuy. He might do it on Shabbos. It's really nesedaraisa. But. So what does it mean? It's mekarev es kibbuyov. What does that mean? Why doesn't the Gemara just say it's kibbuy? Interesting. Another interesting Rashi. Go ahead.
Zimain kibbuy lehedja.
He is zimain kibbuy lehedja. What does that mean? It means like he planned it out exactly. He orchestrated the kibbuy. Right. He called it. Hazmana means like to summon.
Fight.
Right. And we I showed you the hazmana in this year.
An invitation.
Yeah. So he's Z-main kibbuy. He's more than just inviting. He's actually making sure they arrive. Okay? He's Z-main kibbuy le'edja. V'have le mechave mamish. I have a yov le b'shabbos. Okay? And this is exactly, almost exactly like the Ron is trying to, the chilek the Ron is trying to make. So the Ron, I think the Ron is learning very similar to the Rashi. He's saying that the Rif saw that Gemara over there. And he said, what? He said, So he says, like this. Quotes the Gemara over there. V'svira v'savrina and hosam me'ikara v'dafka v'kribiyosi osi. The Gemara's havamina was, what's the isser of putting the mayim under the nair? Gram kibbuy. And it would only be usser coined ribiyosi. Ova l'rabon on shori. So that was the Gemara's havamina. Ova, ki heichi de shoru begram kibbuy. So the Gemara's havamina was that just like it's mutter to put the kalim of water in front of the fire, it would be mutter to put the water, the bowl of water, under the nitzotzos. V'Rav Ashi dochi lo hosam. But Rav Ashi disagreed with the Stam Gemara over there. V'Omar debahi afilu rabbanon modu mipneishu mekarev kibbuy. What does it mean? It's mekarev kibbuy. Klomer. It's a funny term that he uses. It's fei migorim kibbuy. Yeah, how much more? Is it like kibbuy? Something that I saw the Ritva says, it really is kibbuy. There's no bones about it. It's kibbuy. Why is it called mekarev? Like, because it's causing it to come earlier than it would have gone naturally. But whatever. I think, I mean, we'll have to see if we can understand why he uses that lashon of tfei. But it definitely sounds like he's learning. Well, let's see. You'll tell me what you think. Where'd they go? It's more, right. Ulefi das harav al fasi zal. Rev Yehuda Savarle Aliba de Rabbi Shimon ben Nanus. So now the riff learned like this: that what did Rabbi Yehuda hold? He held like Rabbi Shimon ben Nanus, obviously, but he held like this: that the chihechi de shari begorim kiboy shari nami b'makariv kiboy. So Rav Yehuda simply held like the Havamina of the Gemara in the end of Kira.
That's Rav Yossi.
No. That Rabbi Shimon would say, this is Mutter. Right, that only Rabbi Yossi would hold putting water under the Nitzotzos is Kibbutz, is Asr.
He didn't say for
Vashi. That's right. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda. So how's he going to learn the Brisa? That's a good question. I mean, now he's going to learn that Rav Yossi is. How's he going to learn that Brisa? I mean, he's going to learn that Mishnah's Rav Yossi.
Which one?
The one in Kira.
Yeah.
He's going to have to learn that Mishnah's Rav Yossi. It's going to be a little difficult, but yeah, I guess you're right. Because we don't hold like Rav Yossi. It's not Mishnah like Rav Yossi. It's funny. Oh. We don't hold like Rav Yossi.
And how's he?
And the Erev Shabbos problem.
Right.
Maybe he'll learn that the Mishnah is talking about on Shabbos. I don't know. I don't know what Yehuda is going to do. Well, Mishum Hachi Shari Litin Mayim Mitzad Acher Afal Pishu Makarev Eski Buyov. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda held that since putting water under the fire to catch the sparks is mutter according to Rabbi Shimon, so too wetting the other side of the talus is mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Aval Lididan. The sphere lunk Ravashi, but we hold like Ravashi. Da'afalgav de goreim shori mikarev oser lo kaimalon karev Yehuda. But we learn like Ravashi, who says that even Rabbi Shimon holds putting the water under the fire is oser. Right? So too, putting the water on the end of the talus is oser. The Begai Gavner, goreim. The goreim nami mikarev kiboy mikri. The begahai kavna the goreim. This case of goreim is also you take out the nami. The begahai kavna the goreim. Well, that's not so bad. Mikarev kiboy mikri. We call this a case of mikarev kiboy. Kach tiras harayvid v'rambanzo lahamid divrei harav alfasi. V'yesh lezehochocha min Yerushalmi. The Afal Pikein Kevin Delo Ashkan Begemar Dilon Man De Polag Aleid Rabbi Yehuda Behedja Menaki Kavasi Tzvei Odif Vinosein Velo Mashaf Kiyotzi Beze Ina Velagorim Velo Makariv V'chein Askamas Ramban V'chein Pasuk Rambam. Alright, so we have to see how we get out of the problem, but for right now he's learning like this of how do we do seem to hold like Ravashi. So then, what is the difference between the two cases? In other words, what's the crux of the Ran? The crux of the Ran is that the Rif saw the two cases in the end of Kira of putting the water under the Nair and wetting the end of the Talus as the same.
Right.
And he said both of them are called a Makarev Kiboy case. Okay? But he concluded, he said that since we hold in the end of Kira like Ravashi, that's Usr to put the Mayim under the Nair, so we must say over here it's Usr. Right? The other Rishonim disagree. They say it's true, we say putting the Mayim under the Nair is Usr, but we don't say wetting the end of the Talus is Usr. Okay, so it's sort of like a double machlok we're going to have to get into. It's a little bit of a complex type of a question. In other words, for right, there's sort of two questions, right? One question is, are they the same? And one question is, assuming they're the same, which is what I want to spend time on today, assuming that they're the same, assuming there's no difference between putting water under the fire and wetting the other end of the talus, there's a machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Ashi, if that's called a gram kiboy, or if that's called a kiboy, or a makariv kiboy. Okay? Let's work on that machlokas. Yeah. Because even with the riffs, with the way the riff is learning, comes out that on the case of makariv kiboy, what the Gemara refers to over there as makariv kiboy, there's a machlokas Rav Ashi and Rav Yehuda, whether that would be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon, because it still is a grama, or whether it's aser because it's more than a grama. Right? Now, it's given that gram kibui is mutter. Is that called a gram kibui? To put water under the spark, under the place where the spark is going to fall, and to wet the other side of the talus where the fire is going to come. Is that called a gram kibui, just like putting water in a jug? Or is it worse than putting water in a jug? Okay? That's our question. Okay, so once we're in the inyan of grama, I just want you to understand. Let's just understand the basic about basic idea about grama first. Okay. Give me these man over there. Recent one. Days. Yeah. So we have to just get the basic concept of what we mean by grama. Okay. So to do that, I just wanted to negate something first. Okay, this Rambam is an interesting Rambam. It's an interesting halacha. Not the Rambam's halacha, it's an interesting halacha though. Rambam's halacha is in Perek Tes, halacha Dalet in Shabbos, he's talking about the Isser of Bishul. Okay, so he said, Echad Nosan Esa Or. One guy puts down the fire. V'echad Nosan Esa Eitzim. The second guy puts down the wood. V'echad Nosan Esa Kedera. And the third guy puts down the pot. V'echad Nosan Esa Mayim. Fourth guy puts in the water. V'echad Nosan Esa Basa. Fifth guy puts in the meat. V'echad Nosan Esa Tavlin. The sixth guy puts in the spices. U'bo Acha V'higis. And then the last guy comes and mixes it all up. Kulum Chayavim Mishum Mivashel. Everyone is considered to be chayav because of mivashel. Why? Shekol ha'osed davar mitzarkei habishol harei ze mivashel. So, why don't we say the first guy is just a grumma?
Which guy?
The guy who put down the ore? Okay, well, make him chayav maybe for mavir. Right? But no, we're saying he's actually chayav for cooking, even though he's only a cause of the ultimate cooking. Now, the guy who really did the cooking, I would say, is whatever, the Mayim or the Basar guy and the Magus guy. Right? So the point is like this. The point is like this. And what does the Rambam say? Why are they all chayav for Bishul? Because they're all doing a Maisa of Tzorchei HaBishul. So I think the point is like this. The point I want to try to make is in terms of grama is as follows. That when we're thinking about grama, you can't think about the grama doesn't mean that there is you're producing the result not directly. Grama does you can't in terms of grama, you can't look at the result of the malacha and say that if I don't bring about the result directly, I only indirectly bring about the result, that's called a grama. Grama is not in terms of the result. Grama is when you're doing the maisa in an indirectly. In other words, Malachas Shabbos are in terms of the maisa. Okay? And when we're analyzing grama, we're analyzing, are you doing the Maisa directly, or are you doing the Maisa indirectly? So, but the Maisa is not synonymous with the result, right? No, it's the result of Bishul is a nice, juicy steak, right? But there are mice, but there's a definitive activity that's called part of the Maisa Bishul. All the things in a process that bring about the final result are all considered part of the Maisa of the result. Okay, they're all considered part of the Maisa of Bishul. And Yechayev for being part of the Maisa Bishul. I'll give you a simpler example. If I take a piece of meat and I put it in the oven, did I directly cook the meat? No, of course not. I simply put it in a situation where 5 minutes later it'll be cooked. There's no demand in halacha that you are directly responsible for the product. What do I have to do? I have to turn to rub it really fast until it cooks. That wouldn't even be a bishul. There'd be no eish, right? So we don't look in terms of result when we're talking about grama. Don't think on the result end. We have to define the maisa, and we have to ask, are you involved in the maisa of bishul? Okay. As a matter of fact, the Gemara has a very interesting case in the beginning in Shabbos, that if a person put bread, you ever hear this case? There's an Issa D'Rabbanan called Rediyah Sapas. Chaim?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
In other words, the way they used to bake bread is they would take the dough and they would lay it on the side of the oven. It would stick to the side of the oven and then they would peel it off when it was cooked. Okay? So, Midrabanan, they said, Rediyah Sapas is also, taking down the bread is also. For whatever reason, okay? So the Gemara has a discussion, what if a person on Shabbos put the bread on the wall of the oven? Can he do his own Rediyah Sapas? Why? Because if he lets it continue to bake, then when it reaches doneness, he'll be Chayav Achatas. But if he does it now, he'll be over in Issa D'Rabbanan. So can you be over in Issa D'Rabbanan to save yourself from having been over in Issa D'Raisa?
Sure.
Right. So the Gemara says, if it was mazed, then definitely. Then vaday, you can do that.
If you mazed, but put the bed on?
Yeah. Oh. Then vaday. And the Gemara has the question, can you save your friend? What if your friend did it, but mazed? Could you do it? But anyway, the point is like this. The point I'm making is that you're not literally baking the bread with your maisa, right? You're doing a maisa of baking the bread. Now, if it turns out it never baked, then it comes out that your maisa did not come to fruition, and there was a maisa levatala. But what will make it the maisa of bishul is that you do what is necessary. You do the defined action that produces the result, and in fact, it made the result. So then I can say lemafreya. You did the baking of the bread. In other words, your maisa is related to that product, right? But if there was no product, then you're not. Then it turns out you're not chayev. You're a bad guy, but you're not chayev, right? But in terms of the grama, we're thinking in terms of the maisa. Did you really do the maisa of the malacha? That's what we're really concerned about. And I'll give you a lot of examples like that. I put a seed in the ground. If it doesn't take root, it didn't grow. But that's the maisa of Zareah. Yeah. So in that sense, that's what Rashi, that's the chiluk that Rashi is making, right? Take a look at that Rashi again on Kuf Chaf. How does Rashi say that that's considered gram kiboy? You see the chiluk? I'm sorry, I'm Mem Zayin. The Gemara Mem Zayin. See, that's exactly what Rashi is trying to explain over there in Mem Zayin. That's right. He says, what's the difference between the gram kiboy on kuf chaf and the case on mem zayin? Right? He says, the case on kuf chaf is ki mati deleka lekelim deleka hu depokalehu. In other words, when you put the barrel filled with water in front of the fire, it's the fire that's going to crack the barrel. Okay? That's grama ba'alma. Oval zesh nosan hamayim mamish tachas aner mechabem mamishu. So what's the chiluk? Now, in terms of the result, everything is indirect because you're not putting water directly on fire. You're not producing the kiboy directly. So the indirect is not in terms of the result. When we're talking about direct or indirect, you can't look at the result. A lot of malachas have an indirect result, but that's the way you do a malacha. How do you do bishul? You put something in a hot environment, and it cooks. Are you directly cooking it? Not in the sense that you're heating it. You're just putting it in a place that will produce a result. But why? So why don't we call that grama? Because that's the maisa of bishul. That is how we define the activity of bishul. There's nothing more a human can do. All the human can do is put it in the situation. So that becomes the maisa of bishul itself. That's not a grama. When we're talking about grama, we're talking about a grama in terms of the maisa, not in terms of the result. So what's the Maisa of Kivoy?
Putting out the fire.
Let's be a little more abstract to help Rashi out. What can we say the Maisa of Kivoy requires?
Direct result?
No.
Exposing the spark.
Nisinas Mayim. Nisinas Mayim. Okay. He's saying they have to create at least the minimum the situation of the Mayim being exposed to the fire. Okay? So he's saying when I put the barrel filled with water into the way of the fire, I didn't expose the fire to the water. The fire was not exposed to the water. With my Maisa had no Maisa of directly exposing the Mayim to the fire.
That's only probably the fire that cracked it.
It was
open,
the fire that caused the Nisinas Mayim. So I didn't do, I only indirectly created Nisinas Mayim. That's a grama.
And what about the case of the talus?
But hold on, don't worry about the case. But by the Nitzotzos, he says, that's why he says, Zeshen Noson is, but this person is Noson HaMayim Mamish. See, that's the question. Did you put the Mayim, did you create the situation of Kiboy on your own? Did you directly create the situation of Kiboy? The situation of Kiboy is Nisinas Mayim. So if the Mayim is in the Kli, I didn't do Nisinas Mayim. There was no exposed entity of Mayim to the fire. All I did was I set up a situation that will produce Nisinas Mayim. But that's a grama on the Maisa of Nisinas Mayim. You understand? But if I put the Mayim Tachas on there, so now I have Mayim Mamish in the path of the ore. I have Mayim Mamish in the path of the ore. So that is Kiboy according to Rashi. So that's one step we've got. A little bit. We have a chilek over here. Okay? But the truth is, we still have to understand Rav Yehuda's tzad. Because this itself, we're saying, is a machlokas. According to the Rif, Rav Yehuda would hold, these are both mutter. Okay, so the possibility here is that what? That it's true, the Mayim is there, and it's ready for when the Eish comes for the Kiboy. But that what? The Rebbe Yehuda holds, you need to put the Mayim on the fire itself. If you put it in a place where the fire is ba, that's still a grama. Yeah, can we define that machlokas a little bit better, though? What's that?
And what would the Maisa Kiboy be according to Hashuka?
Directly using the water.
That was Rabbi Yehuda was learning, according to Sammy, right. Rabbi Yehuda was learning that just exposing the, producing the situation of the Kiboy is still not enough. Within the Kalim, you're not even producing the situation of Kiboy because there's no Mayim.
Right.
But on the, when you put the Kli under the Nair, and Mole Mayim, then you are producing the situation of Kiboy. But what's the machlokas? See, Rashi calls it Zimain Kiboy Leheja. Right? That's interesting, Rashi. Zimain Kiboy Leheja. Yeah. What? The Nitzotzos case, right? It seems to me, by the way, I don't mean to mess things up over here, but
saying that's a problem.
No, Rabbi Yehuda would say that that's not.
Oh, they're both cool.
Yeah, they're both okay.
Right.
Yeah. Our question that we're remaining is, so what's the tzad of Rabbi Yehuda who held it's still considered grama? Now, that's the way the Ron is learning. The Ron is learning that Rabbi Yehuda looked at this case, and he said, this case is usher because it's also grama. And he disagreed with Rav Ashi's idea. It was Rav Ashi over here on Mem Zayin. The Gemara's Havmin is it's Rav Yossi, and Rav Ashi says no, it's Kiboy Mamish. But the Rif is learning that Rabbi Yehuda held it's still considered Gram Kiboy. The Gemara's Havmin. We still have to define the Gemara's Havmin. Why would you still? What's the machlokus over here? Whether putting the Mayim under the Nair is Kiboy Mamish? That we gave the tzad for Kiboy Mamish. But what's the tzad say? It's Gram Kiboy. So that's what Sammy is saying. He's starting to say that it would seem Rabbi Yehuda requires more. He requires you to not just put the mayim in the situation where the or will come and extinguish itself, but you have to be nosin mayim mamish al ha'or. But can we define that machlokas? It's very nice and it's true, but can we get an insight into what they're arguing about? Or is it just they're arguing, he sees it one way, is there a svara, is there an idea that about kiboy that I can tell you that would say, well, if I understand kiboy this way, then Rabbi Yehuda would be right. If I understand kiboy that way, then Ravashi would be right. Now, are they arguing about something deeper, or are they just, whatever, each one thinks one way, you can't really figure it out. There's another interesting thing. I just want to show you in the Rambam. So that same halacha I was quoting to you before. So it said, you weren't here when we were reading the Rambam. Were you here when we were reading the Rambam in Shabbos? No. So the Rambam says that if somebody puts down the fire, and someone puts down the wood, and someone puts down the pot, and someone puts down the meat, and someone puts in the tavlin, and someone stirs the pot, they're all chayav because of bishul. Because he says they're all tzarkei habishul. So that's all considered part of the Maisa of Bishul. The Maisa of Bishul starts from, even from the Sinas HaEsh. Okay? But then the Rambam says if the order is reversed, it's different. Okay? And my case was, the first case was, the going in order. The fire, the wood, the pot, the food, the stirring. He says, but if the order is different, for instance, one guy puts down a pot over nothing. Right? And what? And another person puts the water in the pot that's over nothing. And another guy puts in the busser on the cold stove. Nothing's happening over there. Right? And then the last guy lights it up. So then only the last guy is chayev. It's a little bit of a complication in the Ram, but that's bekitzer. Right? The last guy is chayev. Right?
Those are the last two guys.
Yeah, I made it a little easier. Okay, this is the abridged version of the Ram. The last two guys, the guy who makes the fire and the guy who stirs the pot. Fine, but the point is that in this case, the order makes a difference. Because what is Bishul really? Bishul is what? Creating the situation of Ochel in the Or. Right? So when there's the situation of Eish, so then each step is building up towards placing the fire in that situation. If the situation exists, right? So then everybody is involved in furthering the creation of the Bosser in the situation of the Or. Okay? But if there's no Or, then it's only the guy who himself creates that situation in the end is going to be Chayav. That was when the Bosser is there. Then the one who makes the fire, you'll say he's the one who created the situation of the buster in the Or. Because the situation has to exist first. You have to have the framework of the Maisa Bishul. The Maisa Bishul is placing the buster in the situation of the Or. So if you have the Or, then we can say everyone is involved in doing that. But if not, then the last guy will be chayav. So here, Rashi seems to be... That's a similar question over here. What is kiboy? We want to think about it. What's the maisa of kiboy, really? So, descriptively is what? It's placing an entity, a fire retardant, on the fire. Alright, I could just use the same word. He's putting a mechabe on the eish. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. So you're creating a situation of the dover ha-mechabe on the eish. So what are they arguing about over here? So the first way is to say that what? So one way is saying that if I set up, if I'm zimain the kiboy, so I put the mechabe where the eish will go, then I'm chayev. The other one is saying what? It's dafka. If what? If I put the mechabe on, bring it to the fire. It's dafka if I bring it to the fire. It was a hard machlokes though. Same thing. Point is, same thing. What? It seems to me to be a question. I want you to think about it a little bit, but it seems to me a question like this: that the malacha of kibbuy itself, according to Rav Ashi, is really a malacha of removal. It's really a malacha of a certain passivity. It's not like bona where you're creating something, right? It's a removal of the ish. So he held in that kind of a malacha, a malacha of a removal, then the person is really, there's nothing that you're really doing bepoel with the mayim. It's just a hafkoah of the ish. So in that kind of a malacha, it doesn't require, there's no difference if the person is actively involved or passively involved. He's not making anything. Now, as you need to say, if you're creating a product, if there's some, I know the product is the pechem, but if you're making something with your maisa, so then I'll say, well, it's a malacha that requires the koach of the gavra, it requires the action of the gavra, it requires him to do and to have something that he's making. But the whole maisa, the whole malacha of kibbuy Rav Ashi held is really just a hafka of something. There's no real activity of the gavra per se. It's only defined by bringing about the situation. That's the full extent of the malacha. It doesn't go into maisa. Whereas Rav Yehuda held, it's true, that's how it occurs, but it's no different than any other malacha that requires a maisa ha-gavra. And if he's not the oseh ha-pa'ula of kibbuy, then he's not directly in the maisa of kibbuy. You understand? That was the maisa of, it's a question of the malacha of kibbuy. Do you say that it's a malacha that requires no maisa because it's just a malacha of siluk? Or do you say that that's the accomplishment to siluk, but the maisa still is an asiyah of nesinas mayim? And nesinas mayim has to be dafka. Once you're defining the maisa of nesinas mayim, it has to dafka be aleish. Otherwise, you're just creating a situation of mayim. All right, think it over.
It's interesting.